Well, so I tell you, car has been, or the Jeep, this Jeep Patriot of ours has been in the shop a lot and always went bad turnaround. There's always something left. That needs to be resolved. Oh, Scepter, guy, I can't believe how much this stuff costs. $1,800. Mostly just a transmission service, I think it needed it. A transmission service, a tune-up, new brakes, new brake pads, and what do you call those things, rotors? Anyway, all those things, $1,800. Finally got out, paid out. Sam drove it home, and didn't seem to have troubles with it until he finally got to Tucumcari, and then big troubles, and then I tried to actually use the darn thing, and it was like, couldn't do a thing. And the problem was, you couldn't just take the car back. I had to have it towed, which cost $800. Some more. Oh, geez. Golly. Wow. For a caliper bolt that came loose on the driver's on. So brought it back. Now, once it got back to the dealership, they just took care of that. Well, can I be honest? Oh, no, I don't have to be brilliant. Anyway, doesn't matter. Finally solved. So now we got our vehicle back. Yay! So now I've got my camping vehicle back. And driving in pretty good shape. I don't have much else to say, except that it's here and it exists, and all of our systems are working okay. And not bad. So I'm just checking in to say that this has been done. Oh, I was upset this morning when it was like, I can't do anything. I could go in reverse, but I couldn't go forward, which is just bizarrely weird. Anyway, my wonderful wife, Lisa, who's so patient with me, although she totally understands how upset I was, and she told me to go ahead and go with the car because it could probably just get it done quickly. I was hoping this was true. So we went off and we did it, and it was good. It's good advice. So here I am, getting things kind of pulled together for work, and gracious. It's dirty. Anyway, so camping out makes for dirty vehicles, I must say. I seem to recall reading this article about how much money you'll save in repairs by keeping your car clean, and it's like, what kind of crap is that? Never heard of any such thing. Of course, I kind of figured, they say, oh, no, you have to open up, you have to get under the hood, you have to, how do you say it, you have to wipe down the engine. Of course, to be really honest, once you're under there, you really don't want to mess with it too much. Because I tell you, it says almost every time you start messing with stuff, you will inadvertently break something. And it'll cost a lot to get to get things kind of pulled together. So there's that. You don't want to get too strange about such things. But I'm trying to at least make it so that when Lisa comes to the car, she doesn't just go, "This car is so filthy." And you're going, "Well, fine." But anyway, so not much else to talk about today. So guess it's all there is. We'll set up camp here before I take off to go to the temple this afternoon and go to the temple and take care of some work. And there's always work to do in the temple, boy, I tell you. It never ends. Lots and lots of people. So, and normal Tuesday in paradise. So, I'll talk to everybody later. Have a great day.